same language, but the words don't make sense. They sound like gibberish.
右北方就是我们讲同样的语言，突然间我讲那些话就胡乱的来讲，乱讲一通的话，那你怎么会明白呢？
我说 ，No, the thing is coming.
就是我讲一些的胡言乱语。
Is it going to be difficult to understand?
是很困难去了解跟明白。
What can I do to save you?
那我如何能救你呢？
And so just as Paul has done throughout 1 Corinthians, he is beginning to conclude this section from chapter 12 to chapter 14.
所以在这一段里面的话，保罗是尝试着去做一个总结，从12节开始，从12章开始。
But he is also using this short paragraph to springboard to the next two sections about orderly, intelligible worship and clear theology about the resurrection of Christ.
他也是用这个小节跳到下一下里里面所要讲的，在教会里面崇拜需要有次序，也是当中讲清楚的当中的神学。
So before we conclude all of chapter 12 and 14, I want to make sure that we are clear about some terms.
所以当我们做一个总结的时候，我需要讲得清楚一些的重要的观念。
Let's be clear about prophecy, this word prophecy, which I believe the other pastors have expressed in the weeks past.
我们先讲到做先知讲道，我相信其他的牧者也是做了某一程度上的解释了。
You see, prophecy is not primarily about foretelling, that is the preaching or the predicting of the future, but it is forthtelling, communicating the will and the word of God.
做先知讲道不是看重在预测未来的事情，乃是要宣讲神所要我们听的信实。
And whatever you may believe about the gift of tongues, human language, or unintelligible prayer language, or others, the principles of this section should still apply in either cases.
所以不管你对方言的了解是一个的外语，或者是说一些的我根本听不懂的一些的语言，但是同一样的道理也是在这一节里面会表明出来。
And the issue with the Corinthian church is that they assumed that the speaking of tongues signified and proved that God was among them.
那问题是在乎克林多人，他以为只是说方言才可以代表神与他们同在。
And so today, in our passage, oh, I forgot the clicker. Today in our passage, we see here that unlike the gift of tongues, prophecy brings people to repentance and obedience as God convicts hearts.
所以今天我们来看那个说方言是不能够把人带来那个悔改跟相信，只是用先知讲道可以。
Again, unlike the gifts of tongues, the gift of tongues, prophecy brings people to repentance and obedience as God convicts the heart.
所以再次的强调，只是用先知方言，不是先知讲预言，不是方言能够使人悔改相信然后顺从圣经的道理。
So Paul is going to start with the command, then he's going to show us how to obey that command with this final conclusion that we have just heard.
所以保罗是指出哪一个的命令，而且教导我们如何是遵循这个命令，然后才做那个结论。
So in verse 20, you'll find this, that we are to mature in our thinking, mature in your thinking regarding the gifts.
所以保罗先讲，在心智方面我们先要成熟。
This is Paul's direct command.
那是保罗的直接的命令。
Do not be children in your thinking, be infants in evil, but in your thinking, be mature.
在你的心智上面的话，要做成年人，不要当小孩子。
Do not be childish in your thinking.
不要当小孩子在你的心智上面。
Now I want to warn us as we're reading this passage that Paul does not say speaking in tongues is childish and needs to be grown out of.
这个警告不是说你讲方言就是小孩子，我们一定要从这边长大。
But what he is saying is that we must be mature in our thinking, our understanding of the tongues and of the gifts of prophecy.
他是说我们要做成人，了解当中讲方言跟做先知讲道里面的分别何在。
So we must understand what Paul means here by the word children or infant.
我们一定要了解保罗说的小孩是怎么样的意思。
What quality is Paul pointing to when he says childish?
哪一些特点会表现出来我们就是小孩子了？
We certainly get a clue from this middle phrase, be infants in evil.
所以从这一个句子里面在那个邪恶面前作为小孩子。
The other way to say this is do not mature in the ways that you do evil.
在另外一个角度来看，就是说在邪恶里面你不要成长。
Paul is likely writing this with Jeremiah 4:22 in mind.
所以在这边保罗是按着耶利米书第十章第四章四章讲的。
For my people are foolish, they know me not, they are stupid children, they have not understood, they have no understanding, they are wise or experienced in doing evil, but how to do good they know not.
这边讲到我的百姓愚顽，不认识我，他们是愚昧无知的儿女，有智慧行恶，却没有知识行善。
So does Paul mean that they are childish and they fight and they want to or they're curious about evil doing?
这边是否保罗讲到他们作为孩子，他们在争斗是因为哪些邪恶的事情吗？
Paul is most likely talking about the fact that they are naive or unlearned or inexperienced.
保罗大概是讲他们在邪恶的事情上面，他们没有学，他们是很天真，他们很无知。
And so he calls them, do not go deeper in how to sin or seeking out sin.
所以他就说，接着说，你不要在那方面成长，你不要再进去。
Someone who is beginning or becoming more experienced in sin looks something like David.
如果人是在那个罪恶里面晋升的话，就好像大卫王一样。
Who heaps on sin upon sin after committing adultery with Bathsheba.
当他跟别十八行了淫乱的时候，他就罪上加罪。
And then adds murder of Uriah, her husband.
把他的丈夫那个乌利亚杀了。
And then lies to cover it up.
然后他说谎，把他遮盖起来。
So do not become mature in your experience of sin.
所以在我们经历罪的时候，我们永远不要成长。
So when Paul is talking about childish thoughts or childish thinking, he's talking about thinking that does not consider or does not think more deeply about the purpose and place of these gifts.
所以保罗在同样的讲，如果你看这个事情的时候，你做小孩子，就不要再晋升，不要再进去。
You see, Paul has been addressing the Corinthians' infancy or childishness throughout 1 Corinthians.
所以保罗是针对哥林多人他们那个无知，他们那个像小孩一样，在整卷的哥林多书信里面。
Consider Paul's words from chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
所以我们可以看在保罗在哥林多前书第三章第一到三节这样讲。
But I, brothers, do not address you as spiritual people, but you are people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready. And even now you are not ready, for you are still of the flesh.
这边讲到，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话还不能把你们都当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体的。你们在基督里仅是婴孩，我用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，因为那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能，因为你们乃是属肉体的，你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是 属服肉体，照着世人的样子生活吗？
You see, the Corinthians were spiritually arrogant.
而我们看见哥林德人在属灵方面是自大的。
They thought they were mature, but they were not.
他们以为自己已经成长，其实他们不是。
Not only did they not receive that which is most basic, but they did not understand that they needed to grow from that.
不单单他们所知道的只是很肤浅的，他们还不知道他们需要从那一个地步再长进。
I thought of an example of what it means to have some mature thinking versus childish thinking.
我有一个例子可以举明怎么样才叫成熟，什么才是不成熟。
When my brothers and I were still very young, I don't even know if Chris, the youngest brother, was even born yet.
我跟我的二弟弟还是很年轻的时候，我还不记得我的三弟已经出生了没有。
We were traveling with our godparents.
我跟我的干爹妈一同去旅行。
I don't even remember this story myself. That's how young we were.
我只是太年轻了，那个故事大概是如何，我记得不太清楚。
And as we were traveling, we came upon a fountain as we were walking, and there were coins in it.
但是我记得我们经过一个水池，在上面有很多的铜币。
And maybe many of you know and have heard stories of making a wish in a fountain by throwing a coin in.
我们都知道把那个钱币丢着到池里面，我们许一个愿。
People enjoying sitting around, other families, other kids coming and throwing coins in.
那很多的其他的人在那个水池边在游乐，也是很多小孩的把那些的铜币丢进那个池里面去。
So our godparents gave me and Max a quarter each to go and make a wish.
所以我的干爹干妈就给我跟 Max 两个人都有一个小钱币，要我们把钱丢进那个池里面去。
So I go running up with my little legs and I throw my coin in.
所以马上我跑到那个池边，就把那个铜币丢进去。
My brother walks up slowly. People are watching. He walks up because he's a little younger, and he stands at the side of the fountain.
我的小弟就慢慢的很斯斯然的跑到那个池的旁边，看着很多的其他人。
He takes a look at his coin.
他看着那个钱币。
Takes a look at the fountain.
他看一看那个水池。
Takes a look at me.
他也看一看我。
And everybody is kind of watching this unfold. They're wondering why is this taking this kid so long to throw a coin in.
所有人都期待着他把钱丢进去的时候，他们就觉得好奇怪，为什么那个小孩还没有举动。
He again looks at the fountain.
他再次的看看那个池子。
Looks at the coin.
他看了那个钱币。
Looks at me.
他看看我。
And puts the coin in his pocket.
他把钱带了，放到他的口袋里面去。
Surely,A child younger than me has the maturity of thinking to know the value of money.
所以我的小弟虽然比我年轻，但是对于钱的那个价值，他还比我成长。
You see, we are supposed to mature in our thinking, in our understanding of these gifts.
在我们的心智上面，应该是成长起来，真的了解我们所得的恩赐是什么。
We are called to grow skilled in our understanding.
在我们所理解的事情上面，我们是慢慢的有这个方法。
So Paul's command is the first application: seek understanding, grow in your knowledge of what he is doing and the gifts that he is providing.
所以那就是保罗的命令，我们需要寻找那个了解，需要知道我们的恩赐，然后去如何去应用。
Now, Paul doesn't just command us to mature in our thinking, but teaches us what that maturity looks like.
保罗不单单是说我们需要成长，他还是有那个教导我们那个成长是如何，是怎么样的一回事。
He not only shows us the mature thinking we ought to have, but how the mature thinking should look like.
他不单单是说我们需要思想上面要成长，他而是把那个你怎么样才叫成长也 显示出来。
So the first one, the command, the first part is in verses 21 through 22.
所以的头一点是 在第二十一节到二十二节。
Mature in your thinking with a biblical understanding.
在你的心智上面成长，是有一个对圣经有那个充分的了解。
Know your scripture.
知道圣经讲什么。
And so Paul quotes Isaiah 22 verse 11, or sorry, 28 verse 11.
他就引用那个以赛亚书二十八章十一节。
And he doesn't just use verse 11, but he uses the whole section.
都不单单只是用那一节圣经，他是用整段。
And he focuses on strange tongues and foreign lips.
他把重点放在那个用方言，然后是一个的外邦的语言。
He also focuses on the fact that they do not listen, they do not understand.
另外一点，他是放纵在那些听的人，他们没有听进去，也不听从。
And so, as Paul says, understand this is from the law. He's not only just talking about the first five books of the Old Testament, but he's also talking about Isaiah and the prophets.
所以，当保罗讲到律法，不单单是讲那时候的律法，也讲到在圣经里面的头五卷书。
For there are many other instances of the same thing that we find here in Isaiah.
所以同样的事情他很多的例子也是从那个以赛亚书里面可以找出来。
I heard from Pastor Zhang this morning that there's one in Deuteronomy from Moses.
其中之一就是今天早上我听张牧师证道的时候，他是从那个生命记里面找出来的。
But let's focus here on Isaiah 28.
但是今天让我们放纵在那个以赛亚书二十八章。
So when God sends people of other tongues, they do not listen, they cannot comprehend.
神用外邦人的舌头，用外邦人的嘴唇，他们不听从，不了解。
You see, as God is about to judge Israel, about to judge Jerusalem and Ephraim, he is sending people of other tongues.
所以当神要刑罚那个以色列人要刑罚那个以法莲的时候，他是差派外邦人做这样的事情。
And Paul, in spiritually guided wisdom as he writes this, also points out that Jerusalem and Ephraim are pointed out as being infants, unable to understand.
所以保罗用同样的例子说，那些的以色列人、以法莲，他们是小孩，他们根本不了解。
Isaiah also poetically sandwiches this verse with two phrases that sound like baby talk.
然后，以赛亚书在用他的原文写这个这一段的文字的时候，他用那个文字听起来好像的那些的小 baby 在讲话一样。
It sounds like this: shav la shav, shav la shav, kav la kav, kav la kav.
就是这样的 baby 讲话。
And so Paul, by referring to this passage, is saying that Isaiah's words are fulfilled by the Corinthians.
所以当保罗用这一段的经文的时候，他就说那个说的预言只是在哥林多人的身上显明了。
That God sends foreign words or in strange tongues and incomprehensible words which do not lead sinners to repentance for Israel and Ephraim did not repent.
神差哪些的外邦人，哪些的 OK 方言来对哪些的以色列人跟以法莲讲话的时候，他们完全听不懂，也是不能够明白。
Of course, we know those foreigners were the Assyrians and the Babylonians.
但是我们知道那些就是亚述人跟那个巴比伦人。
So Paul refers to Isaiah in order to conclude this.
所以当保罗看到那个以赛亚书的时候，他会料未有有怎样的结论。
You see that here in this English word thus, it's a very strong tone.
在这边他用的那个词，那个连结的词是因此。
You see, words in tongues are words of judgment.
我们可以看见那个方言是一个审判的语言。
Against the unbelieving Jerusalem and Ephraim then?
所以那些的在耶路撒冷的人，他们是不会听。
And the speaking of tongues is a sign of judgment for the unbeliever now.
所以对于哪些的 OK 不相信的人，那个讲方言来讲，对他们是一个预表啊、那个啊、刑罚的来临。
They're unable to hear and understand.
他们不能够听到，也不明白。
Therefore, their end is clear.
所以他们的结局是很清楚了。
God had already sent people to speak in their own language, and they didn't believe. And now God is sending people in their a different language to judge.
既然神差派他的先知用他们懂的语言跟他们讲，他们不听。现在神就差派哪些的啊，讲哪些的外语，他们是听不懂的了。
And they are unable to hear and understand the salvation of the Lord.
所以他们根本没办法知道神的拯救。
But it's interesting that Paul then says prophecy is a sign for the believer.
但是，重点是说，那个用先知讲道，还是对相信的人来讲是一个预表。
And what we see is that prophecy is a sign of sanctifying discipline for the believer, and then in salvation for the unbeliever.
那个正教是说。对于哪些相信的人是一个的正化的作用，然后对哪些的不相信的人是有一个的拯救的作用。
Consider this: how many prophets in the Old Testament were sent to Israel so that they might hear, be changed, believe, and walk?
我们可以看到这个例子，神差派了多少的先知去跟以色列人讲话，有多少他们听从呢？
And so, speaking in tongues is for the non-believer, and prophecy is for the believer.
所以讲方言是向着不信的人，先知讲道是向着信的人。
We are not only to be mature in our thinking by looking at the biblical basis, but we are to be mature in our thinking by considering the kingdom outcome.
我们不单单要清楚圣经的教导，是为了明白，还是需要看着呢？是因为神的国度。
Notice here, Paul points then to the outcome, the extreme.
所以我们要继续的想到那个的结果，那个最终极的是什么
？If all spoke in tongues in the assembly of believers, and a non-Christian comes in, a non-believer comes in, they're going to think that we are crazy.
所以说在会场里面所有的信徒都用方言讲话，那些不信的人那跑进来都以为我们都是癫狂了。
Why? Because we're talking to each other but no one understands one another.
为什么？因为我们彼此的对话，但是没有人了解对方。
And they can't understand us.
他也没办法了解我们。
But then Paul also takesthe gift of prophecy and brings it to its extreme.
保罗也是把那个用先知讲道推到一个的终极。
Prophecy being done among believers can even change the non-believer.
当那个的相信的人用先知彼此对讲的时候，能够改变不相信的人。
Take a look at that list of.The effects of prophecy to the non-believer.
在那个先知的预言里面的话，有六点是可以影响到人的。
Conviction.
一个的确据。
Accountability.
一个的责任。
Secrets of their hearts being revealed in confession.
他们心里面那个奥秘被显明出来，他们有所的认罪。
Falling on their face in repentance, in humility, and in worship.
伏在地上，他们悔改，然后敬拜。
And of course, recognizing the true presence of God.
那当然，最重要一点是知道神的同在。
God is among them, they will say. God is among us.
这边讲神真的是与你们同在，在你们中间了。
And how do they know that?
他们怎么样知道？
Because God is the only one who convicts hearts by the Spirit of truth.
因为神是唯一可以令我们心里面改变，用着圣灵的感动。
God is among us because He transforms and shapes hearts to His image.
因为神可以使人的心改变，可以真的再次的回到神的形象。
You see, tongues is great for marveling, for wondering, for having a little sense of awe.
方言可以是很奇妙的事情，令人觉得很奥妙、很奇怪。
But it cannot proclaim the gospel.
但是它不能宣讲清楚那个福音。
It is unable to proclaim salvation.
它不能宣讲那个的救恩。
Without an interpreter, it cannot be understood.
没有那个翻译，没有那个翻出来的，没有人能够了解。
It's like looking at the stars and marveling at God's creation.
就好像我们看着星空，我们会觉得神的创造很奥妙。
You might get a sense that He exists.
你可以联想到神也许是存在的。
You might even get a sense of your own sin before this holy God.
或者是说你想到在那个圣洁的神面前你是一个罪人。
But it will not lead to an understanding of His Son's death for you on the cross.
你真的不能从当中了解到神差他的儿子为我们赎罪。
So you see, God is among us because people are brought to conviction in the intelligible, edifying prophecy of His word.
人能够知道神在我们当中，因为人听到了那个清楚能够明白的先知的讲道，所以他可以让人知道那个真理。
You see, God uses His ordained means, prophecy, and I would dare to say, the sharing of His word to bring about salvation.
所以我们知道神是一早就定了，是用了一个的先知讲道的方法把人带进救恩里面去。
How beautiful are the feet that bring good news.
所以我们的教众是何等扎美，那些宣讲福音的人。
God's appointed means to God's ordained ends.
神是用他自己设立的方法达到他已经定了的后果。
And you can even see this unbelieving one has been set aside by God and called by God as they now believe.
就是那些不相信的，因为他们听了，现在他们可以信了。
And so as we read this passage and this mature understanding, how then should it affect us?
所以当我们了解到在主里面成长，对于我们来讲是如何的一个果效。
So I must ask you why do you come to church?
所以我一定要问你，为何你要来敬拜？
Why do you join on Zoom this morning?
为何今天早上你会上网，你会在线上我们一同敬拜？
Is it to have some kind of experience?
是不是你只是为了当中有一些的经历？
Dare I say, is it to have some kind of entertainment or something to do?
或者是说有一些事情做，你可以消遣一下，娱乐一下。
For us believers, coming to service and hearing a sermon is to have conviction, to be with brothers and sisters is to be accountable to one another and to worship together.
只是对我们信徒来讲，我们要一块儿，我们彼此的提醒，我们彼此的在神的面前我们敬拜他。
Why? Because we hear God's word to us.
那为什么？因为我们听到神的话语。
And God is changing us.
神是改变我们的。
I come to church not to be comfortable, but to be convicted.
我来教会不是因为很舒服，是因为我要被感动。
I come to church not to be accepted for who I am, but to be transformed through and through.
我来不是单单要被接纳，而是我要改变，按着神的旨意。
Not to be entertained, but to seek after Him.
不是来被娱乐，还是要寻求神。
You see, a service, and though Paul takes it to the extreme, is not catered to the non-believer.
我们看在保罗所举的例子里面，他们的敬拜不是是特别会的哪些的不信的人。
But as the non-believer comes in and hears God's word, they might be changed.
但是哪些不相信的人跑进来，他们听了以后，他们就可以被改变。
So I hope that as you are considering again, whether on Zoom or in person, that you would come not to be comfortable, but to grow in confession.
所以不管你是在线上还是说现场来敬拜，你是需要被改变，需要成长。
Not to witness some miraculous thing, but rather to dig deeper in the knowledge of the living God.
不是单单要观看奇妙的事情，乃是在神的话语里面进深。
Will you desire accountability? Will you grow in your understanding and obedience to Him?
你愿不愿意在主的话语里面进深而且成长呢？
And here's the thing, as Paul is expressing this.
在这里，保罗是这样的讲。
You want to know what the great miracle is?
你要不要知道什么是最大的神迹？
You want to know you want to know that God is in our presence?
你要不要知道神真的是在我们当中呢？
When God brings a person from death to life.
当神叫死人复活。
When God brings a person from lost to found.
当神叫迷失的人被寻回。
When God brings someone from wickedness and sin to obedience and holiness.
当神叫哪些犯罪的人能够变成了愿意遵行神旨意的人。
God is among us as he transforms us.
神在我们当中因为他改变我们。
And here's the other subtle application.
然后这是另外一点我们的应用。
Notice he says, if by everyone prophesies, meaning not just the pastor.
那如果不单单是在台上的人做先知讲道，而是众弟兄姐妹一块儿做。
We've already been called to the higher gifts.
那我们都说要寻找那最高的恩赐。
In particular prophecy.
特别是用作为先知讲道。
But this is not just the responsibility of the pastor.
但不单单是牧师一个人做。
But it is your responsibility.
但是是弟兄姊妹们的那个责任。
As you are gifted by God.
是神把那个恩赐给了你。
To bring God's word to bear upon someone's life.
把神的话语带到其他人的生命里面去。
I have met some wonderful brothers and sisters that can weave scripture in and out of conversation so naturally.
我有认识有些弟兄姊妹能够在平常的对话里面把神的话语就放进去。
I can't help but get excited.
然后我就感到很兴奋。
Because I am brought to conviction and accountability.
因为在当中我就找到那个感动，我就找到那个责任。
Because I'm led to humility and worship.
然后我就可以真的在主的面前能谦卑下来。
So eagerly seek after the higher gifts.
所以我们需要寻求最高的恩赐。
Mature in your thinking.
在性质上面要成熟。
Each one has their part by the gifting of God.
每个人都按着自己神所赐给我们哪一部分的恩赐。
And may we all continue with greater clarity.The good news of Jesus Christ.
So, 我们要更清楚地把那个福音讲得明白。
Not only for the believer,
不单单只是为了信徒,
but for the unbeliever.
更是为了还没有相信的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父神，我们谢谢你的话语。
We pray for greater and greater understanding.
我们寻求更进深更了解更明白
that all may know you
但是只要认识你
that all may hear your voice
只是听到你的话语
and that many may be saved
然后很多很多人就会得拯救
we pray this in the name of Jesus
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督圣名
Amen